Now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
So read Paul, and you have to remember that Paul was preaching. He was sending this letter to a church that he had not founded in a city that he had not yet been to. Now, we know that Paul died in Rome, but by the time that he wrote to the Romans, he hadn't even visited there. And the church there, where they were fighting with one another, constantly fighting with one another over one thing or another thing, all sorts of different things they were fighting with one another. And people, you know, there was persecution going on. So, but I tell you what, I don't want to hear when I'm suffering. And I'll tell you, my sisters and brothers, I have been suffering a little bit. I say, anybody that experiences chronic pain, God bless you. 2 weeks of this, it's bad enough. And it's slowly getting better, and I'm feeling less and less each day. But God, it nags. You know, when I'm trying to sleep, I can't get comfortable. I just can't get comfortable. And if you tell me that suffering brings endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, I just want to shout a big F you. Because those are the words, you know, I might be a pastor, but I'll tell you what, some foul language sometimes comes from my mouth when I'm in pain. And when I'm hurting. But what he is telling us in this epistle, though, you know, I don't think Paul's trying to look at people and say, just continue to suffer, my friend. And I've heard people say that, oh, you should suffer. You should suffer some more. It builds character. People literally say things like that. And there is nothing good news about that. It's like, that doesn't help me out. But when you put it in the context of Paul, because he goes on, he doesn't stop with that. You know, he's talking about suffering. Because we all suffer. Guess what? We do all suffer. We all go through suffering. And what he is telling us is that you are not suffering alone. That God is there with you. And you call on God to comfort you. Because eventually the suffering will be at an end in one way or another. Eventually it will be at an end. Either you'll stop having pain or you'll be comforted in the arms of God. And that is, you know, when I read what Paul has to say about who, you know, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Paul is telling these people that you are all sinners. We are all sinners. None of us have lived a perfect life. We have all have blemished, and yet even the worst of us can have faith knowing that Christ has relieved us of that sin. Because God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. And because of God's great love for you, we can suffer. And we can also have hope. God is with us. Amen.